Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1820. 855-325-1820. That's 855-325-1820.
Hey, listen up. The official all-digital radio app is here. That's right. The all-digital radio app lets you stream all your favorite channels all the time on all of your mobile devices. Take all-digital radio with you everywhere you go by downloading the official app today at alldigitalradio.com. Or you can find the app in the Apple Store and on Google Play by searching all-digital radio. It's simple, easy, and it's free. Just download, choose your station, and start listening. Your favorite radio network is now your favorite app. Go to alldigitalradio.com and download it today. Promote your music, product, or service on air for as little as $5. Visit our website for more details at alldigitalradio.com.
You are listening to the All Digital Radio Network.
This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician out the wheel. We're going downtown in the middle of the night. We're laughing and I'm joking and we're feeling all right. Oh, I bet I'm nationwide.
Didn't fix it.
No. Didn't fix it. I thought about it on the way home from gym after you called me and said, you know, we might not have a show tonight. And I was like, oh, you know, that doesn't
matter. So I'm here.
You didn't? Yeah, you're here, which is good. We're lacking.
I'm not dead yet.
You're not dead. But where the hell's our other, you know, partner in crime? Is he dead?
I don't know, but I've got, no, he's at a baseball meeting.
Well,
discussing how to ruin little children's lives next year.
Yeah, but he should have been back by now. So I'm hoping everything's okay.
It's a 7:30 meeting.
What 80-year-old goes out at 7:30?
He's not 80 yet.
Oh, 79, sorry.
76 and a half.
Oh, that's all? 76? Is he 76?
No.
I didn't think he was really that old. How old is he?
63 or 4.
Okay, that's sad. I don't want to make him sound too old here. I'm not an asshole.
Oh, yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
You're my favorite asshole.
Well, thanks.
Oh, man.
So you're okay. You're good.
Yeah, well, I'm not okay, but I'm home. I got home all of 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, you put us a little scare.
Yeah, well, you know, you spend the evening in the hospital. That's what's going to happen. You know what really sucks?
What?
Now I have to apologize to my friggin' mother.
Why?
Because, man, she drove me so crazy when I was up there, you know, late spring. I had two panic attacks, and I just thought it was just because she pissed me off so bad and stuff, and I left early and came back to Florida after only like 4 days.
Yes, that's true. You did.
Two days there, or three days there, and I was out, you know. So
it wasn't your mother's fault, then, is what you're...
No, apparently I have a problem. I have SVT is what they call it.
What's SVT stand for?
I don't know. Okay.
But is it serious?
Yeah. My heart was out of rhythm.
Well, you said they stopped your heart.
Well, that was to fix it.
All right. But they sent you home with a clean bill of health, at least for tonight?
I got to call a cardiologist person or something tomorrow, but they gave me some kick-ass medicine that stops your heart and supposed to put it back in rhythm, and then if it doesn't work, they do it a second time, and it makes you feel really, really weird, and they have the, what do you call those shock things?
I don't know what they are.
Start your heart if you die. Defibrillator. Yeah, they got the defibrillator all hooked up to you and shit before they even do it. So it's like, yeah, oh, that's going to calm me the fuck down. So they did it, and my pulse did not go down right away, and it's supposed to work pretty quick. And then oftentimes they have to give you a second shot. And they were about ready to give me the second shot, and my pulse started coming down. About 30 minutes after the shot. So about an hour after my blood pressure being perfectly normal, my pulse being very close to normal, they said, well, I guess we don't have to give you any more medicine. You can go.
Well, yeah, but you know, here's the thing. Had you been anybody else, not because you called me from inside, and your nurse was there. I believe your nurse was talking in the background, correct? And could hear me.
One of them was.
All right. Well, if you hadn't been who you were, and they knew you needed to get out because you had, you know, off the hook radio to do, you would still be sitting there, guaranteed.
I know.
It's the power of radio.
I'm taking my meds.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're
here. I forgot to take my meds when I got home.
Well, you rushed home to get on here so we could do, you know, off the hook radio.
I'm sure the world's fascinated listening to me talk with four pills in my mouth.
Well, you know, we don't want you to die on air, please.
No, that's just my regular meds. It's no big deal.
Anyway,
I'm here. I'm not. And you know what's really cool? I ordered some Monty Python T-shirts, and the I'm Not Dead Yet one is supposed to be here, I think, tomorrow.
You have to wear that to poker.
I have to wear that one. I wear that one everywhere now.
Yeah.
I'm not dead yet. Well, you will be soon. Get on the cart. But I'm not dead yet.
So was that like the record amount of time you spent, or like record speed of getting in and out of the emergency room, though? Seriously? I mean, because you literally called me at 8 o'clock and said, like, we're not doing a show, and an hour later, we're doing a show, so...
Well, I was like 15 minutes away from them admitting me.
But here we are.
They were gonna give me some kind of drip medicine that they have to monitor me all night and crap and everything else if the other thing didn't work. And all of a sudden, it started working.
Well, good. And here we are. So
here I am. Yeah, but, you know, I had a panic attack when I was a teenager. I had one right before my first wedding. Just thought that was, like, you know, no big deals. You know, your chest gets all tight and, you know, your pulse is going crazy and everything else. And then I had two in the spring when I was up north at my mom's, and I always figured it was because of events. Well, today I'm just sitting here playing some online poker, which, believe me, I don't get stressed out playing poker for real money. I'm very calm. I sure as hell don't care about playing on Full Tilt, you know, for nothing.
There were any homeowner issues to, you know, that come about? Nothing.
Dogs are fine.
Huh. I don't know.
The weather's great. It was 80 degrees and sunny today. I had rehab for my knee this morning. Might have overdone it a little bit.
Maybe that's what it was. You overdid.
Yeah. I was just sitting here with my thumb up my ass, and all of a sudden I'm having a panic attack, and I'm like, what the hell is this? Turns out it wasn't a panic attack, so... Anyway, I'll get it fixed. I am bound and determined I'll ask my old man.
There you go.
So I got some years to go. But anyway, Hey, since we are waiting on the real old man with this, the actual real heart problem.
Must have just went to bed.
Nah, he's all right. That closing song we're going to play for all our little Facebook friends.
Yeah, you want me to play it now?
Let's just play it now.
All right, here you go.
Hello, Snowflake Facebook friend. I see you're all upset again. You ride it when you do not get your way. Where was your dumbass on election day? And now you scream because you couldn't stop the Trump train. And you're to blame. And it's the sound of snowflakes. They got restless bitch syndrome when they lost their Obama phones. When all the food stamps are depleted and all the losers have retreated, even the Mexicans are heading back across the border tonight to run and hide under a pile of cornflakes. It's my body, it's my choice to murder baby girls and boys. If we found microbes on Mars this morn, they call it life while they kill the unborn. But speaking strictly scientifically, if cells can reproduce, it's alive. And that's no lie. Don't you dare disturb the sound of snowflakes.
I like the sound of snowflakes. I love it.
I like it.
I want to thank my old friend Kathy Atwood from out in California. She sent that to me. And I told her I love it. She said, I knew you would, Zip. So, Kathy, thank you very much. It was good for a chuckle the first time, and I chuckled the second time. So
and CB missed it.
Poor CB.
That's all right. Whatever.
We love
CB. We can do it without him. We don't need him. He just plays Angry Birds anyways.
Nah, he makes me laugh.
I'll try.
There's a reason we keep him on, you know.
I know.
He cracks me the hell up.
Oh, it's nice to know what's going on in the nursing homes, too. So.
But I'll tell you, he and I had a tough day yesterday, man.
Why?
We had a tough. Yeah, I mean, you know, my Cowboys are... Everybody knows my Cowboys suck. Well, apparently the Eagles suck even worse because they're losing the Giants.
Well, wait. At least your equipment showed up at the right stadium.
Yeah, well, I want to save that story until it gets here, but yeah, that was...
That wasn't good. Yeah, we weren't even going to... We didn't even...
That was pretty funny. But yeah, I watched... You know, I'm not a fan of the Saints either, but I do respect Drew Brees a lot. I mean, he's politically cool, and he's a hell of a quarterback and a nice man. He does a lot of work for sick kids and stuff. And I respect him a ton, but I'm not a Giants. I don't go cheering for the Saints all the time and stuff. And I don't cheer for the Patriots all the time and stuff. But I don't have any problem with either team. But both of them lost games yesterday that they would not have lost if the NFL hired competent referees.
Oh, it's a referee situation.
Yeah, and when you're only playing 16 games and the referees, now this is the second game the Saints got screwed out of this year. Plus, of course, we talked about last year, they got screwed out of going to the Super Bowl because of that horrible call against the Rams.
Right, I remember that. I don't want
to football much. So the Saints are like on the total NFL referee shit list. But yesterday they went and did it to the Patriots too. And it's like, I thought the Patriots owned the referees. That's what everybody says. Not yesterday. Five calls that were absolutely wrong against the Patriots. Now, three of them happened in the same sequence. The first one, they had a fumble recovery that they were going to run for a touchdown, and the idiots were blowing the whistles. Now, we've talked about that and talked about that and talked about that. They're not supposed to blow the goddamn whistle. If it's a turnover, and it's a wrongly called a turnover, replay can fix it. But if once they blow the whistle, all you can do is give them the ball where they recovered it. Well, that screwed the Patriots out of a touchdown, would have brought them within 3 points. Then after they respotted the ball to where they recovered it because they blew the stupid whistles, the Patriots march on down, and Brady throws the pass to Kenneal Harry, the new wide receiver from Arizona State. He catches it on the four, plants his foot, dives to the end zone. He's in. Touchdown. Nope. Referee on the side says he's out of bounds. Hmm. Well, the Patriots had already challenged twice, and they should have won both. They should have won both of them, but they got screwed on the first challenge because the referees are just lazy assholes. The second one they won, but you don't get a third one if you lose one. Okay? So they couldn't challenge it. If they would have called it a touchdown and reviewed it and he had actually stepped out of bounds, then they could have put it back to the four. Just so on that same sequence of plays, the Patriots got screwed out of scoring twice. So then they had to settle for a field goal. So instead of being down three, they're still down seven. Then at the very end of the game, they get the ball, and they got the ball down inside the 10-yard line. And if they'd only been down three, they would have kicked the field goal, would have gone to overtime. Yeah, maybe they still would have lost in overtime. But the point is, they should have gotten at least a chance to go to overtime. Okay? The Saints, it was even worse. Absolutely even worse.
Well, and the thing is you made a really good point.
Text message.
You made a good point. He says he'll be here in a
few minutes.
I don't know, I'll watch for him to pop into our Skype. But you made a great point. In football, there's 16 games unless you make postseason, correct? That's it?
16. That's it. And you don't make postseason when the referees screw you out of a couple.
No. No, it's not like baseball where it's 160-plus games plus postseason. I mean, this is right. You don't have a lot of shots. And that's one of the things they've always complained about with football, too, is, these guys get paid millions and millions of dollars, and they play 16 Sundays.
They are paying referees $150 to $175 grand a year.
Wow.
Okay, for 16 games, you would think they'd be a little bit better at their fucking jobs.
You would think.
Because they still have their own jobs. A lot of them have their own jobs. If they're lawyers or architects or whatever,
but why
they
would
still
you want
do their other job.
Well, why would you want to?
I think you make $350,000 a year instead of $175,000.
I'd rather make $175,000 and just work 16 weeks and sit on my ass.
Well, yeah, but they don't sit on their ass. They have to actually practice. But still, I mean, we've gone over this and over this and over this. You don't blow the whistle on a fumble. Mm. You don't. I mean, it's cost other teams this season. In the first week or two of the season, there was two or three of those instances. The NFL put a point of emphasis on it. Don't blow the goddamn whistle on a loose ball. What did they do last night? Blew the whistle. Yep. And it was funny, too, because the first challenge the Patriots had, Belichick is a genius, obviously. He's like the Dave Chappelle of football coaches. Hmm. He challenged two things in one play. He challenged the offensive pass interference because Kelsey stuck his butt out and knocked the defender off, which was interference, but it was slick as shit. I love Kelsey. He's a great tight end. But then they called the spot on the catch, which was definitely short of the first down. Okay? They spotted like a yard and a half ahead of the first, or about a yard ahead of the first down. It should have been about a foot and a half behind it. So what they do, they move the ball back a yard. So it was still a first down, but they move the ball back. But then they said the Patriots lost the challenge. Well, if you're moving the ball back a yard, they didn't lose the challenge. But they lost the challenge, so then they got screwed on the Kenneal Harry thing because they couldn't challenge that when the referee screwed them for a third or fourth time. It actually turned out to be five totally shitty calls against the Patriots. And I am not I couldn't give a shit less if the Patriots lose other than the fact it gets my friend CB upset.
Right.
So that's one reason I would like him to win, because he's my friend and I care. Right. I care about his emotional well-being.
Well, he's not here, so stop sucking up to him.
No, sorry, he'll listen later.
He won't listen later. He'll play Angry Birds and go to bed.
Hey, we got a Christmas story that cracked me the F up. Where is that? Walmart. Of all people. Now, I could see where this shit would get by on Amazon, but this is on Walmart. Walmart has to apologize for a sweater featuring a Santa with cocaine. And, I mean, there's no doubt about what it is.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely, I mean, I'm looking at the picture right now. It
says, let it snow. There's three lines of blow laid out right in front of them and a little white Christmas tree.
Yeah, this was, somebody didn't pay attention in the quality control department or
it was on its Canadian website. They pulled the holiday outfit along with several other risque seasonal sweaters. Oh, they don't show the other ones. There's more risque sweaters. I want to see the rest of them. Yeah, these sweaters were sold by a third-party seller on Walmart.ca, Canada. They don't represent Walmart's value and have no place on our website. We've removed these products and apologize for any unintended offenses. Well, see, I didn't get to buy one. I mean, if you're going to have an ugly Christmas sweater, you must have one that's funny.
Yeah, this one is actually kind of funny. I mean, there's no doubt that it's definitely Coke. This slipped through. But the point, here's the thing. In the United States, Walmart, I don't think there's a lot of third-party sellers on Walmart's website, I don't believe. No. I think everything is sold by Walmart.
Trying to catch up to Amazon, so there's more and
more. That must be what Canada's
doing. Here's the description. Here's the description on the website that they pulled. I mean, there's no doubt about what it was, and Walmart let it go up. It says, quote, "We all know how snow works. It's white, powdery, and the best snow comes straight from South America. That's bad news for jolly old St. Nick, who lives far away in the North Pole. That's why Santa Claus really likes to savor the moment when he gets his hands on some quality, grade A Colombian snow."
Oops.
The other duds for sale depicted Father Christmas in compromising situations with his pants off and roasting his chestnuts in front of the fireplace. But the snow one was pretty funny. So Walmart, behave yourselves.
Yeah, God. Oh, you had another Christmas one though too, didn't you?
I had the snow one from you.
Yeah,
that was funnier than shit. What was that, Kentucky?
Yeah, Petersburg, Kentucky. Monday, a driver decided to run into a giant snowman, but it wasn't a
snowman. He was going to wreck their snowman?
Yeah, he was going to wreck their snowman. Poor Frosty was going to get murdered. But
a 9-foot-high snowman, too.
Yeah, but it wasn't a snowman. It wasn't made of snow. Well, it was.
Well, it was made of snow.
It was, but it wasn't just snow. It had
there's a way to get a 9-foot-high snowman to stay in place.
Yeah, and that's with a big tree trunk.
Build it around a tree trunk.
That will definitely do it. I mean,
yeah, this guy had his fiance and her sister up from Mississippi, and they'd never seen that much snow in their lives, and so he wanted to make a special visit for them. So they took them sledding. They had a snowball fight. They even went canoeing out there. Look at the pretty, pretty white scenes all around the stream. But then they built the 9-foot-tall Frosty the Snowman around a tree trunk in his side yard, and some asshole in a four-wheeler decided, "I'm gonna blow that thing up."
Yeah, well, guess what?
The only thing he blew up was his 4x4.
Karma.
You know, and there's such a good impression of the grill and the tires.
Can you imagine your surprise?
I should be able to figure out who that is.
Can you imagine your surprise being the guy that's, going to destroy the snowman and just being stopped dead in your tracks and probably getting hurt in the process? I mean, this thing is huge. This snowman is huge.
You're being such a dick anyway.
Karma. Oh, I don't know.
Oh, my God. This is awesome. The only problem I have with the football game right now is I because of getting home so late, I didn't turn on until the third quarter, so I don't know. But since they're ahead 17-3, I doubt we've got any Manning face.
That's sad.
See, CB and I. Oh, there
CB's
he is.
Here. Holy shit!
CB and I were all excited about Peyton Manning
Eli Manning.
Eli Manning playing again for the Giants because we thought we'd get one last shot at Manning face, but here they're kicking the Eagles' ass. So.
Yeah, well, he's playing for the rest of the season, from what I understand, because Jones is out.
Oh, so we've got 3 more weeks, possibly. Maybe. To get another good Manning phase.
Maybe. I'm sure there'll be one in there.
The one I got at the beginning of the season where he was sitting on his ass after a sack against the Cowboys was like perfect stereotypical Manning phase, and I saved that one on my phone for all eternity.
Well, that's good.
Just in case there weren't any more.
Well, with any luck, we'll have many more.
So guess what?
What?
You're not the only guy on this show with a fucked up ticker.
Oh, cool. What happened?
I got SVT. My
I thought
pulse,
you had an Audi.
My pulse was going crazy. Yeah, I do have an Audi, but my pulse was going crazy and my blood pressure was dropping.
Oh.
So they had to stop my heart.
Did they start it again?
I'm not sure
here.
Yet.
He's okay. Here.
He I showed think up. They let me out, so.
Well, I think probably what they found is you have no heart.
That oh, you bastard. I told him. I said the guys are going to be there for the show. I got to write the show. I got to get ready. You know, we don't want to disappoint all the menopausal women in America.
Just and, lost all our listeners.
And we got out. I got out. They released me.
Well, that was nice of them.
I told him to Skype from his hospital bed. But
they were going to set up a Skype for me. They were going to set up a Skype for me. I said, but I said we don't. I said it's radio. I said we don't do this. We don't do the
God no, no face
video Skype.
Well, you know, what they should have done is hooked you up with a computer so you could have Skype, give you a morphine drip, and just giving you free access to the button during the hour.
Oh, they were freaking out on me, man. They didn't put me in their hospital gown or nothing. It is yanked up my t-shirt and started sticking crap all over my chest.
Yep.
I got I think I had about 8 EKGs tonight. I had a chest x-ray. They drew blood and tested me for everything in the world. I had to go pee in a cup, and they were freaking out because the medicine wasn't working right away, CV. Because they said this medicine, which stops your heart, you know, my blood pressure went to like 60 something over 50 or whatever.
That's pretty low.
Yeah,
that's like unconscious. Just,
well, yeah, but you know, you're dead for about 2 seconds, and then it goes back into rhythm. Well, it's supposed to work right away, and then if it doesn't work right away, then they give you a double dose. And I'm like, you know, they already had the defibrillator crap hooked up to me before they even did it. So I wasn't like thinking, well, you know, what? I guess if somebody's going to stop your heart and I'm already hooked up to the machine, that's about as good as I can get.
Yeah, really.
So I'm okay. I just got to find out what's causing it and fix it, whatever's causing it. But like I told Slim at the beginning of the show, the bitches. Now I got to apologize to my mother because I thought she caused the two instances I had last spring when I was up there.
Oh,
and it happened today. I was just sitting here playing Full Tilt Poker for no money, and you know me, I don't panic when I'm playing for real serious money. I sure as hell don't panic when I'm playing online with a bunch of yahoos for nothing. So anyway.
Panic attack.
Well, it wasn't a panic attack. That's the thing. I thought it was a panic attack. But there's actually an underlying problem.
Ah. Well, yeah. Welcome to the club.
Yeah. So, anyway, I just hope to live to be as old as you someday.
That's going to be a long time.
It's only like 5 years. I mean, come on.
I'll trade.
All right. I'll take it. Oh, so anyway, we were talking about some idiots who drove into a snowman that was 9 foot tall, but they built it around a tree trunk.
Good for them.
Some jerk off tried to run it over with his four-wheel drive.
Good for him.
Oops.
Yeah. Well, dumbass.
Yeah, but we have a story that came up here. I thought this might apply. Although, of all my friends, you seem to get along with your family better than most.
Okay. But
the story is the
because I never see them.
Well, then,
if you're on the show page, because I didn't get to write up the show like I normally do, it's the story about getting along with your family for Christmas and stuff.
Okay.
Breaking point: the average family can't last, or the average person can't last 4 hours with their family over the holidays.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would consider myself average then, because yeah, 4 hours is about as much as I can take.
I agree. It depends on which, you know, who it is and who I'm around. But yeah, for the most part, I kind of agree with that. It's 4 to 5 hours, and it's let's go home.
A quarter of adults seek solitude in a relative's home during holiday gathering. 2 in 5 people say, though, that getting together with family for the holidays is almost always a stressful time.
I think when you're younger, it probably is, but when you get older...
And
I'm the youngest of five siblings. You know, it's like, hey, we're still breathing. This is awesome.
Well, yeah, you guys. Yeah, but you guys also don't try to plan elaborate parties.
No, there's nothing elaborate.
Well, you used to. Yeah, but
that's when it was
now.
Stressful.
Yeah, it's not stressful.
But now it's, let's sit around, eat food, watch football or whatever.
Sleep.
Play with the kids.
Don't die.
Take a nap.
Don't die.
Don't die, yeah.
Well, when my son was young, we always had to go to the first ex's family's home for holidays. And it really wasn't all that bad. I just sat in the corner, kept my mouth shut, and watched football.
When my firstborn was an infant, and it wasn't even a year old yet, we made the trek to the grandparents for Christmas Day, which wasn't much of a trek. I mean, it was two towns over.
Yeah.
But if you've ever tried to get, you know, a three-month-old ready to go out in the winter to someone's house, you know how much crap you've got to bring.
It's a pain in the ass.
It's a pain in the ass. And I swore after that, never again. If anybody wants to see the children, they can come to my house. They're more than welcome.
Yep.
And you want to know something?
What's that?
Nobody ever came.
A total of 2,000 Americans who usually travel to visit family during the holidays took part in the research, and 75% say they'll inevitably need to get away from their relatives and indulge in me time. In fact, it takes respondents an average of 3 hours and 54 minutes before they start to feel sick of their families. So how are people getting peace and quiet? According to a survey commissioned by Motel 6, 1 in 4 Americans will find a quiet room in their relative's home to hide away. And 37% take things a step further and just fabricate an excuse to leave the party altogether.
How many smoke a bowl?
That's sort of like having a wingman preset to call you on a first date, you know?
Get me out of there.
Yeah. This ain't going well.
Well, you know, it probably doesn't help either that, of course, everybody wants to talk politics, and that in itself
is
a disaster alone. Well, your family, that's good, because most families, they start politics, and that's when the fights happen.
Well, I never really had that problem.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't do that. We might, basically, because we see each other infrequently, it's basically catching up since the last time.
Yeah.
What's going on and that kind of stuff.
Nursing home stories.
Yeah.
Oh,
much.
That's cold, man. Funny.
Oh. So, I mean, it hasn't been a problem for years. I mean, I don't know when I was a kid and my parents did it. I don't know if it was stressful to them, but you know, the cousins would come up and it was fun, and you play and get in trouble and all that happy bullshit.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I know that.
But when we were adults, I guess we're outliers.
Yeah, the only thing that ever freaked out anybody in my family was, like I said, the first wife's family was like when I told them I wasn't a Republican anymore.
Politics.
What? You quit the Republican Party? And I was like, well, yeah. But you're a conservative. You believe in the Constitution. And I said, yeah. Why'd you quit the Republican Party? Well, there's two reasons. One, I'm tired of rhinos bugging me for money every other day, number one. And number two, I'm a lobbyist, and I have to get along with both sides, so it's a lot better to be an independent if you're going to lobby the powers that be in the 4 state capitals I lobbied, plus D.C. So, you know, I changed for good reason, but the thing is, I've never changed back. I don't want to be part of any party that will have me as a member anyway.
I agree.
Yeah. So 60% of the respondents, despite the stress, say they still will make the journey to visit relatives every year because quality family time doesn't happen all that often, and 53% say they still find ways to enjoy those visits. And 47% also say staying with
alcohol
cheaper and more convenient.
There's not a whole lot of drinking that goes on at our family parties, which is probably one of the reasons why things go well, not poorly.
Hey, guess what? The most stressful aspects of hosting a family were, one, cleaning up.
Yeah.
37% of the men, 51% of the women. Setting up sleeping arrangements, 38% men, 37% women. Creating a menu, 31 and 37. Ensuring everyone is having fun, 28% men, 32% women. and finding some much needed alone time. 16% men, 18% women. So, but hey, the holidays are upon us. We just had Thanksgiving. You got Christmas coming. You know, you got New Year's. Although New Year's, you don't really spend with family, do you?
No, we don't.
No, not at all.
No. No. Well, you got, what are you guys doing for Christmas? Anything special?
Nope. No.
Hey, there's Saquon Barkley. I have his autographed jersey.
Well, it may be my kids, hopefully, and we haven't even talked about it yet, but hopefully my kids will come up with grandchildren for probably not Christmas Day. I would assume not Christmas Day. That would be highly unusual.
Right.
But either the weekend before or the weekend after. And we'll have we'll have food, but nothing extravagant. I mean, I think last time we did this, we ordered out at a Subway.
There you go. Well,
the best Christmas present I can get is my son telling me I'm going to have a grandchild.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, fat chance.
Yeah, you never know. At some point, maybe you. At some point, hopefully, you will get that call.
Yeah.
Never know.
But see, I missed all the 3-year-old crap because I adopted Robert when he was 7. I guess. Yeah, he was 7. He had just turned 7. And Justine became my stepdaughter when she was 9.
Oh, so you missed all the shit.
I missed all that little crap.
Oh, that's not right.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, at least they both like Jimi Hendrix right away, and they say the F word. So, you know, I taught them well.
There you go.
That's all. Those are the two things you're responsible for.
Yeah, well, that, and they both understand a little bit about how economics works and how to sell and how to.
They both know how to fire a gun,
and they can both shoot guns. My son better, but
doesn't matter. They can do it.
Justine can shoot too. Plus, she was in roller derby.
Kick your ass.
She's still in a roller derby, isn't she?
No, she's working down near DC, and she's got like a 90-mile drive each way to work.
Oh Jesus!
180-mile round trip a day. She just doesn't have
every
time
day.
To break. Yeah, every day.
Oh my Lord!
Yeah.
How the hell does she do it?
Well, she's young. Number one, number two, they're paying her pretty good.
Okay, but I'm just thinking of wear and tear on a vehicle.
It's just a lot of driving.
Yeah, that's all right. Hey, speaking of driving, we had the guy running in the tree. I got one down here in Florida.
Yeah, yours is an idiot, too.
I got one in Florida. Florida couple buys a... I got the driver. I'll do the driver story first. I'm sorry. Woman arrested for DUI after her RV got stuck in... Where do people go for munchies, Slim?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell! Yeah, Taco Bell and Denny's. There's two places you never go to on purpose. You just kind of end up there sometimes, you know? Oh, remember Denny's?
Denny's?
Oh, yeah.
Great. We still got Denny's.
Aren't there still Denny's around?
Why do you go to Denny's? So you can eat food, drink coffee, and sober up enough that you can get by the cops on the rest of the way home.
Yep.
That's why. But no, this was in Kennewick, Washington. Police arrested a woman on suspicion of DUI. Suspicion?
Well, yeah.
After she got her RV stuck in a Washington State Taco Bell drive-thru. It's a friggin'... It's a motorhome. It's a motor coach.
It's a big one.
Yeah, it's like a 40-footer, at least a 36-footer. And she tried taking... Now, this woman must have really had the munchies.
She did not want to get out.
It's not the only... Yeah, but she had to go around a curve to get through the drive-thru, and the building got in the way.
Well, think of it this way. If she's in an RV, she's got a kitchen.
She could have made her own damn tacos.
That's right.
Yeah.
She's 56 years old. They suspect her of driving under influence. She's booked into Benton County Jail. And the pictures are half the damn story, and we can't do those on radio, but it's friggin' funny. They don't give her a name or nothing, but just... This was just Friday night, too.
Take the RV out for a spin.
Yeah, take the RV out for a spin at 1 o'clock in the morning on Saturday morning. Jesus, God. It was shortly after midnight Friday. So that would be Saturday.
Saturday.
Unless she was out drinking Thursday night, I don't know.
Could have been.
It could happen.
So anyway, back to Florida. Because we all know the most fucked up people in the country reside in my home state.
That is correct.
The president's home state now. President Trump has made his official abode Mar-a-Lago. So he can he can he can vote down here now. And he'll get out of paying some New York usury taxes. I don't blame him either. Those assholes in New York have been after him for anything and everything for decades.
Yeah, but I mean, he still has his business interests in New York, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know how much moving to Florida is going to...
It'll help him. It'll help him because if he doesn't reside in Florida, he doesn't have to pay taxes on any income unless it was derived directly from the state. Most of his businesses are outside the state. But I remember Rush Limbaugh was talking about it one time because Rush makes some serious fucking coin. Dude makes like $14 million a month.
Wow.
Well, you know, you get that many people listening to you, that's what you get, you know. But he used to do a show from New York. I think he moved to Florida 10 or 11 years ago. But they still audit him every year in New York. Did you do any performances in New York at all this year, you know? And he says, no. And then they say, prove it! Because if he, like, say he did three shows in New York, all right? He has to pay taxes on 15% of his income for that month to the state of New York because it was derived while he was in the state.
Yeah, well, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's economic activity.
Yeah, I mean, sports guys go through that crap all the time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when the major league players go and play in Toronto.
They got to pay Canadian. Well, they got to pay taxes in whatever state they're in.
No, I know, but they got to. But I mean, they've got to pay Canadian income tax, which is a hell of a lot higher.
Well, if I was Mike Trout, who's making $45 million a year now, and he plays for the California Angels, where the just the state income tax rate is 10%,
mm-hmm.
I would be really happy about my road trips to play the Miami Marlins and the Tampa. Rays and my trips to Texas for the Astros and the Rangers, because those states don't have income tax.
Rush is worth over $600 million. He signed an 8-year deal in 2008 with Clear Channel Communications that was worth $400 million alone. He's outside of that now. I don't have an updated contract.
No, he's
worth over $600
million. He's making like $14 million a month now. And the cool thing about what Rush makes is the guy who originally set him up with his deal is still getting 40%.
Wow.
Yeah, so this dude's making 10 or 11 mil a month.
Wow.
For something he did 30 years ago. But hey, you know.
Sounds like Billy Joel.
So
Thing happened to Billy Joel. He signed when he was a kid, he signed some unbelievably bad contract.
Mm.
And he's still stuck in it.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. At least he was as of a few years ago when I read
the article. That asshole that bought Taylor Swift's old company is dicking with her now. That he's basically telling her she can't even play some of her old hits in concerts.
Because he owns the rights?
Owns the rights, yeah.
And she's been giving him all kinds of crap. She hates him.
Yep.
So.
And it's her manager now, too.
Let's see. Oh, Florida. Okay. Florida couple buys a baby bouncer at Goodwill. Now, baby bouncers, if you go out and shop those around, they're not cheap.
No.
No.
You know,
Little Wesley has one.
50, 60, 70 bucks for a baby bouncer. You can spend a couple of hundred for the fancy ones. Florida couple said, hey, here's a hell of a deal at Goodwill. There's a baby bouncer. That retails for $99.99 on Amazon, and it was only $9.99 at Goodwill.
Good deal.
So yeah, Veronica Alvarez Rodriguez couldn't pass up that deal, and she purchased the bouncer as a baby shower gift for her friend.
That was nice of her.
Yeah. When the father-to-be opened the box at the shower, he was surprised that instead of a baby bouncer inside, there was a loaded Mossberg 715T semi-auto rifle. That what was inside. I'm not kidding. A total shock for us, she told the TV station. Duh. But also hilarious, and I'm glad it came into safe hands with all of our husbands being military. They contacted by the police. They checked their IDs, told them they could keep the gun. The next day, authorities changed their mind and asked them to turn it over while they investigate.
I wonder what happens in the end. If the authorities investigate, you know, let's say the gun was not used in a crime or anything. Let's just make that assumption. I wonder if they do get it back.
Yeah, they will. They will. But the cool thing was, a Mossberg 715T semi-auto rifle. I wonder what they cost. I'll look it up.
Probably a lot.
A lot more than the 999 Mossberg's
a
bouncer.
Very good brand. It's not ridiculous. They're basically like a pistol. They just shoot 22 longs. You can get a used one for $129.99. A new one's $280.
Oh, okay.
It's not like an AR. They shoot 22s. Okay.
Okay, I thought it was a rifle, not a pistol.
It's a pistol with a stock.
Oh, okay.
It's a pistol that looks like a rifle.
Yeah, I mean, I just looked at the picture quickly.
Okay. It looks meaner than it is.
Yes. But you can shoot a hell of a lot of 22s. You know, you shoot 30 of them in 10 seconds. And the cool thing was, it was loaded. In the box.
And they probably, my assumption is they have no idea where it came from.
No, not a clue.
No, but, you know, hey, we'll get it back. Free gun.
They can make more than the bouncer.
Yeah. So what other stories do we want to do in here, since we didn't put the show together and we're just winging it?
Who gives a shit about popcorn anymore? Because what new?
Oh, the French fries story.
Yeah, because theaters are thinking about, you know, getting rid of popcorn and doing French
fries. No, I like my hot buttered popcorn.
Oh, see, I hate.
What if theaters started putting fries instead of popcorn? That's a dumb headline. What if theaters started putting fries?
I love this.
How do you put fries? Yeah, but you can't get a bucket of fries. I mean, a bucket of popcorn's fattening enough.
I mean, the thing is, if you have fries, you got to have ketchup.
That's okay.
But it's tough to balance everything in your lap and shit. You're going to get ketchup all over yourself.
You can get butter all over yourself, too.
Yeah, but you use one hand to hold the damn thing.
I don't know. I'm all for this. I don't go to the movies that much. I hate popcorn, so if they get French fries, I'm going to the
people
movies.
Complain about the high cost of... I mean, come on. Seriously, it's like 18 cents worth of popcorn. They charge you $11.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what do you think they're going to charge you for French fries? They're going to
it's $11.
You're going to get a lot less French fries than you are popcorn.
Movie theaters make an estimated 85% profit off concession sales. And I'm telling you what, if they're making 85% off concession sales, that's because they are doing proper accounting and they're taking graft into it. You know, the stuff the employees eat and steal and take. These sales constitute 46% of a movie theater's overall profits. But what if these snacks were replaced with fries? Some people would really rather eat fries than popcorn in theaters.
I would. Absolutely.
You got the whole problem with hot oil, though.
Yeah, but the smell of French fries is even better than the smell of popcorn.
Oh, I understand that. But I remember when we ran a concession stand for baseball, it was a whole different animal when you had a hot fryer in there.
Well, they do make a point in here because, you know, when the popcorn, when you get the popcorn, it's basically lukewarm. They put a little warm butter. It's not really butter, but they put warm.
Yeah, whatever that yellow stuff is.
Warm, artery hardening crap on top of it.
That's basically it.
Yeah, but once it gets cold, you can still eat it. What do you do when your fries get cold?
Oh, they suck.
Are they going to have portable heaters? I mean, you can't buy a bucket of fries. You know, you eat the top layer, and then the rest of them are gross, right?
I would agree.
Depends on how fast you eat it.
You know, some people like for their fries with chili sauce. They say, no, chili sauce. No, ketchup. Ketchup. Heinz. Only Heinz, too. I won't go to a place that doesn't have Heinz ketchup. All the rest of the ketchup suck. And a liquid sauce in a dark movie theater would be a mess. That you could actually spill it over yourself or your partner in the seats. It'd be hard to clean up.
Fries are salty, fatty, and delicious. Every single bite is absolute heaven, and there are no regrets, no matter how many you eat, even when you're belching on the floor with your delicious food. That's true, too. After you eat French fries, you burp, it still tastes good.
Hey, I'm all for this. French fries at the movie theater. There's places that are looking to do wine. We did a story, you know.
Oh, I've been to a movie theater where you can get booze.
Yeah,
the theater I go to all the time is Cine Bistro. And
they have an upper deck with
you can go upstairs and get whatever you want. I don't drink, so I never go up there. But oh, now here's the story we're saving for CB.
Oh, thank you. I feel honored.
Yeah. Well, I explained earlier yesterday about the fit I had with the refereeing in the Saints and the Patriots games, and I explained all that.
You weren't.
You can listen to the podcast later. You'll agree with me, I'm sure. But the Chiefs got their gear after it was mistakenly sent to New Jersey. I am telling you, I was listening to Charlie Weiss on the NFL Network this morning when I was going to rehab for my knee.
Yeah.
And he was talking about this, and he knows just when he was at Notre Dame and he was in the NFL with the Patriots and other teams that this just doesn't happen. The chartered airlines, the airlines that charter the planes assign people from their company to go along with them and make sure all the equipment gets delivered everywhere it's supposed to go. But an equipment container containing some of the Kansas City Chiefs shoulder pads, helmets, and footballs arrived in Foxborough, Massachusetts after it was mistakenly sent to Newark, New Jersey. The container didn't show up until like 2 in the afternoon, and the game was at 4:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there was actually talk that the Chiefs might have to forfeit the game.
Yeah, which I didn't even realize, but I suppose it kind of makes sense.
If you don't have your equipment.
Yeah, I mean, you're responsible for getting your equipment there. And you said it was a charter?
Well, yeah, it's all of them fly charter except for one
team. Well, no, the Patriots have their own plane.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know if any other teams do.
Actually, I think Charlie White said there's two or three teams that own their own plane. Everybody else flies charter.
Okay.
But still, they're bringing all this stuff from Kansas City, and it's supposed to show up Saturday for the Sunday game.
And it doesn't show up until Sunday,
and
right before the game.
They get there Saturday, and they don't know where anything is. So they're panicking. They're freaking out. They're calling our place. Where the hell's our shit? Early Sunday morning, they go, "Oh, we found it in Newark. We're playing in Massachusetts." Lucky for them, it was in Newark. What if they found it in like Santa Monica?
Yeah, or Hawaii or some other place.
Yeah. I mean, come on, that is about as incompetent as the friggin' referees.
That would have been absolutely wild if they had to forfeit, because I've never heard of that.
35 of the players' bags were in there. I know Shady McCoy, who's running back for the Patriots from my hometown, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Shady said my cleats were in there, my pads were in there, my helmets were in there. He says I didn't have no. He says I couldn't go out and play in shorts and a t-shirt.
Well, he could have. It just wouldn't have felt good.
Oh shit! Yeah. Is the NFL going to get their shit together or not?
Well, I mean, I don't think that's an NFL problem.
That's an equipment manager problem. Everything is so screwed up.
I mean, the equipment manager's got to be read the riot act, I would assume.
He's probably fired.
Well, I suppose it depends on how long he's been there. He's probably been there forever.
Now, Saturday night, while the Kansas City Chiefs were absolutely freaking out looking for all their equipment, I was at home watching good college football games. I watched Wisconsin give Ohio State a scare. I watched LSU absolutely dismantle Georgia. I watched Clemson make Virginia look like a high school team. And I was watching UFC. And I'm watching the UFC fights, and the prelims are on. And I had the UFC stuff on the main TV since I didn't know most of the prelim fighters. I wanted to hear the announcers a little bit, and the football games, I knew everybody. So I got the football games on the outside TVs and the big one in the middle. I'm watching UFC. And there's this kid from Arkansas. He's coming out to fight in a prelim fight, and I think he was welterweight, or he might have been featherweight. skinny guy, 145, 155, somewhere in there, fighting a guy from California. The guy from California was a slight betting odds favorite. And I just said to myself, well, there's no way I would bet on a guy from California against a guy from Arkansas, because I did a lot of business in Arkansas. And those boys are tough. They are tough as hell. So I'm thinking the kid from Arkansas has got a better chance. Well, the kid from Arkansas not only had a better chance, he put a move on this guy from California. It's called a twister. It's only the second time it's ever been done. It's kind of like a headlock, body lock kind of thing where you're like cranking the legs one way and the head and neck and shoulders the other way.
And it popped off?
No, the guy tapped out real quick. But, I mean, it was a hell of a move. And I'd never seen it before, and the announcer said it was only the second one in the history of the UFC. So the kid's all excited because he's going to win a $50,000 bonus for the best submission of the night, no doubt about it. He did get the bonus. And for a kid who's earning, you know, $7,500 for the fight, a $50,000 bonus is a pretty big deal, right?
Yes, you would think.
So he comes up there, and Rogan's, I guess it was Rogan talking to him, and he says, yeah, I want to thank all my fans back in Arkansas, my family, my teammates, God. And then he continued, and I think we have the sound clip for what he said next.
Oh yeah, we do.
Go ahead.
And Donald Trump, I'm up here in D.C. If you need help whooping some politician, holler at me, brother. I'll do it for free. There he is, your winner, Thug Nasty, Bryce Mitchell.
Bryce Mitchell. Donald Trump, I'm up here in D.C. If you need some politician's ass kicked, I'll do it for free. I laughed for 5 friggin' minutes, man. That was the funniest goddamn thing I'd seen. It was beautiful.
And you know the only thing that would have made it better?
Trump had been there.
And Epstein didn't kill himself.
That would have been totally epic.
It would have.
Yeah, he might say that next time.
Suggest it.
Yeah. Oh, I'll have to get a hold of him. Bryce Mitchell, Arkansas. I'm sure I can find him. He's got a Twitter account and everything.
How about that video on Facebook where they got the lady at Walmart to say Mr. Bill killed Epstein? Mr. Clinton. Well, how did it go? I'll have to look it back up. They got the lady at Walmart to say
Mr. Clinton killed Epstein.
Killed Epstein to announce it over the loudspeaker.
that's kind of like back in the old Porky's days where they got the girl at the car hop to get on the PA system and she said, "We're looking for Michael Hunt."
Mike
Hunt. Has anyone seen Mike Hunt? Is Mike Hunt here? It was just so sophomoric, but I laughed my ass off then. Of course, I think I was a teenager when that shit came out. That was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Porky's? Yeah.
Porky's came out.
Long time ago.
I might have been in early adulthood, but I wasn't above laughing at... Has anyone seen Mike Hunt?
Yeah. You're still not above laughing at it. Listen to you.
Hell no.
Exactly. Hey, say hi. Say hi to the kids.
Hey, Jimmy. Hey, LJ. Hey, Wesley. Don't listen.
Hey, LJ, I'm not dead yet.
Oh, thank God.
I'm not dead yet.
I get a phone call at 8 o'clock. I'm in the hospital. Okay. Good.
Yeah, because I couldn't text you. The damn texts weren't going through.
I don't know. Not sure why.
The phone call went right through, and then all of a sudden the text started working. I don't know. It was weird.
Anyways, we're here. We're all alive. We'll be here next week.
Maybe.
Well, yeah, that's true, maybe. Hopefully. Maybe I'll even fix the song, because you weren't here.
I don't know, but when my Monty Python shirt gets here, I'll be posting that picture everywhere.
So have a good night, everyone.
I'm not dead yet?
Yes, I have that ordered. It should be here tomorrow or the next day.